John in Montrose is helping out his landlord. He's a renter, but his landlord helps him out with stuff. And the latest problem involves where their air conditioning sits. It's a flat roof, and it's a three-story townhouse. And it's been repaired 2 years ago, but now it's leaking again. And I love when people say that. We fixed it, but it's leaking again. Mm-hmm. Well, then you didn't fix it.
I understand.
I called Ideal, and Cipriano, who's a great guy, came out, got up on the roof, put together an estimate. It was nice, professional, quick. Everything seemed great. But then his wife got involved, and he started having concerns that we didn't have any other estimates. And I look online, and I see Ideal's reviews are okay, and their Angie's List is a B, and Yelp reviews are not good. And I do see positive reviews on Best Pick and GAF and Check-A-Trade. Tom, do you still recommend Ideal? He wants to know.
Man, when I was in college and I got a B, it was like the best day of my life. That's all I got to say.
And I tell my kids B means you could do better.
Oh, no. B was a super duper, man.
Yeah.
But as far as that goes, I know the people at Ideal, and they are a great company. You can always get other bids if you want, but you can tell just by your own experience, which is always going to be your best barometer. He was there. He was professional. He was a great guy. He did everything they said they were going to do. I mean, mm-hmm. he put it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that the best way to rate a company is just personal experience with them? I know I've had it with them, and I've always been real pleased. So,
well, and to amplify on your point, the challenge that I have, the whole construct, that question, mm-hmm. is the review sites themselves. Especially where Yelp is concerned, that one is one where you can get people gaming that thing and run reviews down. I mean, I don't have a client that doesn't twinge when you say the word Yelp. Because it's just not reliable.